KC.
And there's Vic.
Hello.
It's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and whatever you're having yourself. It is, it's Friday, it's the 23rd today. Welcome to the weekend. This is 150K Friday. It's happening today.
This is Red FM Breakfast with KC. Red FM. Cork's good times.
First, some wisdom from Victoria.
I would never put anything strange in my mouth.
Yee-haw. Fair enough. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC. Red
FM. I've never heard that before in that song. I didn't realise it was a, there was an after party.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a bit of a lock-in. I haven't had a good lock-in for a long time, have you?
No, for years. Well, I'd say years, yeah. They kind of stop once you have kids, don't they?
They do, yeah. But you need to be... There's a certain tier. There's a customer tier in the bar.
There is.
Have you ever noticed?
You are correct about that.
Yeah. There are certain people in a bar that get a bit of a whisper to go down the back there now. At the back of the piano. Okay, we'll get rid of these gummies here. And you're going out the door and you're trying to finish your last scoop. You're like, but what about them? They're to get out!
Yeah.
And you've been pushed out the door.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Yeah, and then
there's always a select. You're right about that.
They are. And maybe they're the ones to spend the most money in the bar. I think you have to get to that level, don't you?
I think it's the ones that they like the most.
Before you get to the lock-in tier. And if you're in the lock-in tier, you're a valued customer. Right. You're in the VIP club.
You are, yeah. You're going to be well looked after, lad. Mm.
I've told you this before, probably. My ultimate lock-in story got me in. I ended up in Cork when I was about 18.
I don't know if I know this.
Or 19, up home. There's a hotel just off the Mall, which is kind of this big green area in my hometown where there's loads of trees and benches. Lovely park, okay?
Yeah.
But on the right-hand side, there was this kind of bar hotel, 20 rooms kind of a setup.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was DJing in a nightclub and I ended up back there because everyone was having a lock-in. So you had to do the special knock on the window.
Right, yeah.
Keep an eye on the road, make sure there was no... whoop whoop, yeah. Sounded up police, and there was nobody around, and then you got brought in, and we all got brought down to the back area. Anyway, but God bless you, 7 more of those.
Sorry, lads.
7 more of those, Vic, and you'll have a great start
to
the
go
day.
On.
Guards arrive at about 3:30 in the morning, they're banging down the windows, and the manager of the hotel freaks out because there's about 20 people down the back.
Okay.
And he runs up to reception, grabs a load of keys to the empty bedrooms, throws them at everyone. 68 upstairs now, and everyone is bolting upstairs, and the guards come in. Your man, the night porter, is like, nobody here but us chickens.
The guards are like, yeah,
the guards
right.
Are like, it's like, we've seen people walking around. You left a gap in the curtains or something, you idiot. And they went upstairs with a master key and went from bedroom to bedroom and found me in bed with 3 lads with my shoes hanging out the bottom of the bed.
Casey.
Your man came in with a flash lamp. And said, do you usually go to bed with your shoes on, lads? Everyone. We were marched downstairs like bold children.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you have to go down to the station?
Yeah. No. Didn't get arrested. Just got names taken and then in court and a 50 quid fine.
Oh, really?
That was about it.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Did you get a record?
No. No, I don't think so.
You were only 18.
Yeah. But maybe I did. Jesus. I must check my...
Probably a caution, I'd say. Or not even a caution. If it was a fine, it was a fine.
It was a fine, yeah. I don't think I'm up there with the I don't think I'm Ireland's most wanted.
Well, hopefully not.
No.
So I'm in a very dodgy situation as well.
By the I mean the rabid criminal from Westmead.
Exactly it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You know that guy, the underground guy that nobody knows about.
Steals rabbits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, how did Shaboosey get us to lock-ins?
I don't know, you were talking about that little noise at the end of the song.
That was strange, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before on the end of that Shaboosey song. Let's have a listen again there. There we go. Come on, Shaboosey. Snipers at a Coldplay concert. Enoch Burke is back. And what was Oprah Winfrey up to? Latest things coming up in a moment. But yesterday on the show, we were talking all things psychics.
I've got a message in here from Rebecca. You know, you were telling us there before the news about your story of when you met a who was it? The witch from Cove?
Oh, yeah, the white witch from Cove. Oh, this is 20 years ago. She told me I was going to be in a train crash. And never happened, thankfully.
Well, we got a message in there from Rebecca. KC, that same witch told my mam that my dad would die at 43 years old. He turned 60 in January, most definitely still alive and
happy
well.
Happy birthday,
Rebecca.
Kid.
Rebecca!
So if there's anybody out there who, like, I mean, look, if they're psychics, they're your thing. Whatever
Absolutely.
Whatever your beliefs are, your beliefs. Personally, I'm not into them. I think there's a lot of cowboy activity going
Smoke
on.
And mirrors.
Especially when you ring those psychic helplines that are charging you a fortune. I rang one because my dog went missing.
How's it going?
Hello, can I take your name?
Jeffrey.
Okay, I've been talking to spirit from about the age of four. And I start by putting tarot cards into three piles, although I will stress I'm not a tarot reader, okay?
Right, okay. Where are you based?
England.
I'm in Cork.
No, in England.
No, I'm in Cork.
Oh, you're in Cork.
I'm in
Cork. Pardon, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Hi, all right. I don't feel we haven't spoken before.
No, we haven't spoken before at all. But since you're the psychic, I'd say you were sitting by the phone because you were expecting me to ring, were you?
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do.
And the reason I'm doing this now, and this is a last resort for me because I'm not into this at all and I don't know what to make of it at all, you know. I'm pretty sceptical about the whole thing, you know.
Okay. I will just tell you this, though. You're going around in circles about something.
Yeah, you're good.
Because I was showing a cartwheel going round.
There's a fella there on a cartwheel in front of you, and that represents my head.
Well, yeah.
That's unbelievable. How did you do that?
Well, I'm just showing that. I'm just spirit. Just show me that.
That's unbelievable, because I'm all over the shop. I'm all over the place. But I lost me dog.
All right.
Right.
It feels as if this is within 5 minutes walk. I'm seeing him going across there, and I'm seeing long grass, very long grass on the other side of this field.
Okay. Is he all right, though? Like, I mean, like, because he probably hasn't had something to eat now for a couple of weeks. He's gone a couple of weeks, you know?
I feel that he has been, I don't know if you can place this place. I'm seeing, like, a field. I'm seeing lots of very heavy, big trees
right.
to the left of this field. Then I'm seeing long grass on the other side of this field, and then houses.
Right. What kind of houses are you seeing?
They're semi-detached houses, and they're all very similar. They're all the same as each other from the outside.
That could be Cossett's Grove.
Is there a field nearby?
You are unbelievable. There's a field right outside my door. How did you know?
Does this road have a big field with long grass to it?
Oh, my God, it is a field with grass. This is unbelievable.
Go down there and knock on the doors.
Right.
I feel within 10 houses. You've got a black Labrador there.
Ah, for God's sake, girl. How are you doing this? You're freaking me out. No, he's a black Labrador. You have him. A black Labrador with a missing paw. What was it exactly that gave you that feeling that it was a black Labrador?
I just felt like it was a black Labrador.
That is unbelievable.
If you knock on 10 houses in this road, you'll find a dog.
Sorry?
If you knock on 10 houses...
Okay.
...in that area...
Did you hear something barking there?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, seriously, this is fucking freaking me out here. How am I hearing my dog barking on your phone?
Because I can see the road and I can spirit guide and show me that.
And can he actually hear me now? Like, if I was to... Jeffrey! Come home, you lango! I can definitely hear something barking. Can you hear... Where'd you bury the remote control? See, he actually buried the remote control out in the garden. I don't want the dog back at all. I just want to turn on the... And Ellie. Hello?
Thank you for calling.
I've been talking to spirits since I was young. You have a lot in common, don't you?
Hide the gin! Fix here!
Shakira and She-Wolf, 627. Her little impression of a wolf howling in the song is...
Interesting.
It either gives you the ick, or it's cringy, or it's cute. I don't know.
It sounds like that, you know, the Rasputin. There's a bit of a sound of that about it, no?
Which, the Ra-Ra Rasputin?
Yeah, it's like that. Dee, 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 dee. I would never put anything strange in my mouth.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Good morning, everybody.
I literally hate you.
Back at you, baby. Work wife. We're not supposed to have a healthy relationship, are we?
Me and you are going to fall out today.
All right, I don't mind. It's Friday. We'll be friends again by Monday. Michael Kennedy's up and about, looking forward to 150k Friday. Good morning. Wayne is up and about. Morning, lads. Hope you guys are well. I'm on my way to work. Long day ahead, but it's the weekend finally. Have a good one, my man.
Yeah.
Oh, this mad lunatic is back. Let's see what's going on here in this fella's world this morning. Come on,
hey,
people,
lads. Oh, yeah. Andy Barrett here. I tell you, lads, I passed my test last night as well there, yeah. Right, to give me an A+, huh?
Oh, good, good.
Another A+ performance, Paddy. Well done.
There you go.
Good morning, guys. Repeated my leaving cert Irish this year for teaching, and the results are today. Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
best of
lots
luck.
Lots of results coming out today.
Nisha, the very best of luck. I hope it all goes to plan. And listen, don't worry. Whatever happens, happens. It'll all be good. Shelley's up in Carrigtool. Morning to Davey Dillon, who's up and about this morning. In the papers, this is mad. Social welfare payments worth 115 million were wrongly paid last year, with some people getting over 200 grand that they weren't entitled to.
What?
That's a lovely little country.
200 grand.
One person received a pension fee of €271,000 they weren't eligible for, but they got it.
And they've now left the country.
They're out in Barbados.
Yeah.
Drinking Dutch gold in a coconut. Laughing at this country. That's mad.
Oh, lads, that's a bit of a mistake to make, isn't it?
Another person received €265,000 that they will have to repay over one payment under the same state pension scheme. I think if they screw up and they pay you that money, then, you know, that's their fault.
I agree, but
there is I get it. There is an element of, like, if money, like, if somebody accidentally puts $1 million into your bank account, it's not yours. They will find you.
Yeah, they will take it back out again.
You know, but so, if they pay it to you, like, they haven't accidentally put it into someone else's bank account. They've paid it to you. They made the mistake, and you presumed, well, obviously they want me to spend this money.
You could, I mean, or you could just tell them that you've spent it.
Well, yeah, you're getting nothing out of me. It's
Do you know
gone.
What I mean? I've spent it all. I spent it all in the first 48 hours.
Check out my new turkey teeth.
Yeah.
It's all gone on turkey teeth. It's D-Day for leaving certs. 60,000 leaving certs across the country are picking up the results today. Good luck to each and every one of you. And you hear this every year on air. Don't panic about them.
But it's true.
Loads of you will get exactly what you're looking for. A good few of you won't. And if you don't, there are so many options. It's just a test. It does not define who you are or where you're going to go in life.
Yeah.
So just enjoy today. And if you're going out tonight, it's always a wild night in town, Leaving Cert Party Night. There's a load of stuff happening in the city and across Cork.
Yeah.
Snipers, Coldplay gigs. They were there last night in the Vienna gig.
Okay, yeah.
On the roof after they foiled a terrorist attack on the Taylor Swift shows in the same city. Now, I don't think they're going to have snipers on the roof in Dublin, but they will heighten the security given what's going on across Europe.
Yep.
Isn't that a sad state of affairs that people can't go to a concert without worrying that something might happen like that?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So there was huge police presence on Wednesday night for that gig, and there's photographs of the snipers patrolling from the roof in Vienna, looking down into the crowd, trying to watch and make sure that nothing happens. Enoch Burke. Knock, knock, knocking on Enoch Burke. He's back. He's back at the school.
Oh, God, he's not, is he?
He is.
At the school.
He has defied court orders to stay away from his former job and yet again turned up at the school yesterday. He arrived at Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath and was open to welcome first-year students yesterday. So he was there standing there. He has the old satchel out again and
he doesn't, does he?
Yeah. So he's back and he's staying there until he's removed again and ends up back in Mountjoy in this circle of what's going
on. He's a boomerang, that fella. He just keeps coming back.
Yeah. Like, his dedication to his beliefs and his cause is, you got to admire it in
I
one sense.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'd be gone after 2 days. I'd be so like, it's freezing. I'm going watching Netflix or something. I'm gone. I'm out the gap.
You'd be a rubbish protester, Casey.
I really would. And Oprah Winfrey brought her A-list power to the Democratic convention. They brought her out as a guest last night.
Yeah.
And she said, choose common sense over nonsense. As she gave her approval to Kamala Harris. And the Democrats were delighted to see her. It is going to be an interesting one across the states, how this one's going to go. I still think Trump's going to trump it.
Oh, please, no.
Trump would have trumped it. Wouldn't you pay for that?
No.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
I'm looking at photographs of Michael Keating in the paper this morning. Okay. He's coming back as Beetlejuice, the rebooted Beetlejuice.
Yeah, this is going to be big, isn't it?
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's an amazing character actor. Like that original Beetlejuice character he did. What year was Beetlejuice? Can you remember?
Early 90s, I'd say.
Go back a little.
Oh, okay, then late 80s.
88.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 88, yeah. And he played Batman as well. He was a pretty good Batman back in the day.
He's a brilliant actor. He was also in that, I can't think of the name of it, as a recent film that was out only a few years ago. Wait, is it Birdman?
Birdman.
Very good.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He's handy, very handy. But anyway, he's back. People are going to love this. It's going to be crazy but emotional. The Beetlejuice, if you like that kind of dark gothic comedy stuff, it's going to be released on the 6th of September. So Beetlejuice will be in the cinema in Cork on that date.
To look forward to, very good.
What else has gone on?
Tommy Fury. It's just kind of getting worse for old Tommy, as we knew it would, as we know all these situations do. So you know he broke up with Molly Mayhague.
There's no tarmac without smoke.
No.
There isn't.
You're right. No, you're right. So we had a girl in the paper yesterday, a Danish girl. She had a double spread in the paper yesterday. Apparently, he's been accused of hanging out with her. And she was in the paper yesterday saying nothing happened. We hung out. He was a pure gentleman. Nothing happened. Now, another young lady has come forward. Her name is Kay Keo. She's claiming that she met Tommy out on a night in Manchester. Apologies for the audio. She recorded it on a phone, but this is the clip now that's doing the rounds. This is KKO.
Okay, guys, so I was thinking whether I should make this video or not, but I'm going to. So me and my friends were out in Manchester and we actually met him one night. So basically, yeah, we were on a night out and met this group of guys. I didn't really put like two and two together of who he was. Yeah, so and then one of the guys asked for my Instagram, which I gave it to him. And then, yeah, we were like all together. But basically, after like looking at my phone and seeing his name pop up, that's when like I realized who he was. So obviously, after I saw his name pop up, I was thinking like, what the hell? And then obviously I realized like who he was. But I literally have DMs and I don't know if I should put them out or not.
Okay, there's 36 seconds of somebody saying absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, basically, she's saying that she met him with a group of lads out on a night in Manchester.
Yeah.
And then he DM'd her. And she's actually almost threatening to kind of...
release the DMs.
Yeah, but listen, there's a lot of people saying she's just jumping on the bandwagon. She's looking for a few quid rest of it. So you kind of feel a bit sorry for Molly Mae because I suppose, listen, they had a child together. And whenever there's a child involved, it's just not nice, is it, all round? Mm-hmm. But... they're very young.
What age is Tommy? 25?
About that, yeah.
24, 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're old enough to cop on a bit at that age,
probably,
I think, you know?
Yeah, probably. And I suppose, listen, if you've had a kid, then you probably should be copping on. John Cena has been talking about how awkward it is to do certain scenes in films.
Okay.
These are the intimate scenes. I've heard this before from so many actors that there's so much going on around you that it doesn't feel like an intimate scene at all. And John Cena describes it perfectly.
There's 50 people behind the camera.
Yeah.
Somebody making sandwiches, making coffee.
You're trying to get, you know.
Could you do it? Like, if you were, you know, in Fair City and they said, Vic.
If they were paying me enough, I suppose so.
It's true, drive on.
Oh my God, it's the worst. What's so bad about it?
Right now, you guys at home think it's just us.
Yeah.
No, there's a whole f-ing world back here.
Yes.
Man, like, the catering was right there. And, like, the sound tent is right there. They started off, we started off practice. It was, like, a closed set. And I've come to grips with, like, this is who you are. You work every day to be the best you can.
Right.
F*** it, man. Let it hang out.
Right. Literally or figuratively.
All in.
Okay, okay.
All in. It's a short story either way. So who cares? There are so many people you need to make a movie.
Right.
There is nothing intimate about it.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
So, like... it's real embarrassing. And then on top of that, to do a comedic scene?
Yeah.
Where you're like making fun of yourself and have it. They literally like try to have the most awkward you possibly can.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I wonder, during those scenes, a lot of movies, is it actually going on or is it just kind of, you know.
It's not going on at all, I'd say. Yeah. It's like simulated. No, but it is.
Yeah. Like a Jack Russell on a cushion kind of vibe.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I'm an absolute mess this morning. Do you know that?
Well, you're a mess every morning, but you know.
Today particularly, I have... I've just got 50,000 bits of paper all over the place. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. I hope we're all doing well. One day to the People's Republic for Palestine.
This is going to be brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening at the Crawford & Co. tomorrow. Tickets available through Eventbrite. If you can't make it, you can still buy a ticket. All of the money is going to UNICEF. It's going to the causes in Gaza and the incredible work and the heartbreaking work that they're doing out there at the moment. So again, if you can't make it tomorrow night, it starts at 4:30. It's on till about 12 o'clock tomorrow. There's about 10 different brilliant Cork DJs playing and loads of people just helping out and raising money and getting involved. So that's happening tomorrow. 7 days left in the transfer window.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to move radio stations, Vicky. And it's 123 days till Christmas. You can only do it through the transfer window. You know the crack.
Right.
Today's International Plumbers Day. To all the plumbers out there, we'd be lost without you.
They're always in demand, those fellas, aren't they?
I tell you, it's impossible to get them. They're
burst
so busy.
Pipes all over the place.
Leaky pipes everywhere. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Edwin Collins. Remember, he had that tune, A Girl Like You. And what else did he have? He had a couple of other. Rip It Up was another tune. Yeah, he's 65 today. Sean Ryder, from Happy Mondays. He's 62 today.
Do you know Sean Ryder? Is it Bez and Sean that are on Gogglebox? Have you ever seen that on TV?
They're amazing.
They're so funny, right? I was watching an episode of that a couple of weeks ago, and the two of them were chatting away, and the camera was pulled back on the scene so you could kind of see what was around them, what they had on the table, because often they have sort of refreshments and stuff like that, don't they, while they're filming.
Yeah.
And Sean Ryder had in front of him a dinner plate that was full of party ring biscuits.
That makes perfect sense.
I just thought, my God. Yeah. Like, that says an awful lot about where he is now in his life, doesn't he? Party ring biscuits.
I interviewed Bez from the Happy Mondays. Now, Bez didn't do anything but dance and play the maracas.
I know, yeah.
That was it. And when I was talking to him, he was like, when we started the band, like, we didn't even know how to play instruments. We didn't know how to count. We didn't know how to write music. I was like, glad you played the maracas. You were off your bicky and you played the maracas.
Intense training for that one.
Right, Vic.
Yeah.
Rappers.
Yeah.
Who are florists who don't know the rappers.
Say, florists.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad.
I'm looking to get some flowers, please, for my granny. It's her 80th birthday.
And we deliver everywhere.
Okay, if you could write this message on a card. It's a bit long-winded, but it would mean so much because this song is her party piece. She kind of does this at, you know, family events and everything.
Now tell me, first of all, what you want me to write on the card.
Excellent. Okay, it's a little kind of private joke thing that me and the granny have gone for a long time. But it starts off, my music hits me so hard.
Music
hits me so hard.
So hard.
Makes me say, oh my lord. Thank you.
Yeah?
F-E-E-T. 20 minutes later. And this is a beat you can't touch. And that's it then. And then it just said, at the end, it's signed to Stop.
S-T-O-P, yeah.
Hammer Time.
H-A-M-M-E-R.
Time, yeah. Just read that all back to me.
Oh, my God. Do you understand me all?
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
She was just a humble florist.
And this, can't touch this, is the bit where we turn a random person into a rap superstar. Ladies and gentlemen, the random rapper.
My. Music hits me so hard. Makes me feel, oh my lord. Thank you for blessing me with a mind to rhyme and to repeat. Feels good when you know you are down. A super dupe. What is that?
A super dope homeboy from the old town.
I am known as such. And this is a beat you can't touch. Hammer time, yeah.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Hammer time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream Grand Slam tennis like the US Open. Live with a Now Sports membership.
Don't miss this one. Miss 150k. Vic's got your VIPs. What's going on?
Okay, Kevin Costner has revealed that a certain royal was due to star in The Bodyguard 2. So I know it sounds a little bit bizarre.
Right.
And I was quite surprised when I heard this. I suppose it never, ever surfaced. Mm-hmm. But have a listen to the clip. This is him talking about who that royal was.
Did you want to do a sequel to The Bodyguard with Princess Diana?
We were going to do it, yeah. I started talking to her, and I said, look, I'm going to do Bodyguard 2, and I think I can build this around you. Would you be interested? And she said, she goes, yes. She goes, my life's about to change. And I said, I didn't really go into depth with it, but I thought I understood what she's saying, and I'd like to kind of open up my life. I think that I would like to do this. And she was very sweet, and we talked, and the second time we talked, she said, is there going to be a kissing scene? And I said, do you want there to be one? And she said, yeah. And I said, then we'll do that. And she was so sweet about this. I said that I'm going to send you this movie, and I'm going to make it just like Whitney. I'm going to make it so you don't have to do all that much, but you're going to be great. And she said, I'd like that. And then we lost her.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was going to star and act in the film.
In the Bodyguard,
or were they going to get someone to play Diana?
I don't know. No, I think she was going to star in it because she obviously wanted to, you know, have a kiss with Kevin Costner.
Oh, she wanted them all to face off Costa.
Kind of sounded a little bit like that, didn't it?
He said in the beginning of that clip that she said that her life is about to change.
Yeah.
Was that she knew she was getting divorced or separated, or was she on to something else?
I would say she obviously knew that the marriage was coming to an end, and maybe she was wanting to branch out into something like acting, or you know what I mean? Maybe she was just fancying a little bit of that kind of fame.
Wow.
I guess we'll never know. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I didn't even know they were ever thinking about making a Bodyguard 2 film.
Yeah.
And I suppose they obviously didn't go ahead with making one then after, unfortunately, what happened to Princess Diana.
They should do one about the catwalk in Cork City, about the bouncers that worked on the door. That should be Bodyguard 2. I'm telling you. Imagine. To the music of Whitney Houston. Yeah. I want to run to you. Yeah. People getting thrown out windows and bottles of Blue Wicked flying around the
pier. That'd be an interesting one.
Great show.
Yeah. Lily Allen's revealed on her Miss Me podcast that she bought her adopted dog back to the rescue home after it ate her family's passports. Have a listen to this.
What?
Yeah.
What? We actually did adopt a dog together already, but then it ate my passport, and so I took her back to the home. She ate all three of our passports, and they had our visas in, and I cannot tell you how much money it cost me to get everything replaced because it was in COVID. The father of my children lives in England. I couldn't get them back to see their dad for like 4 months, 5 months, because this dog had eaten the passports, and I just couldn't look at her. I was like, you ruined my life.
Now,
but Lily Allen's banned off the show, Vic.
She's received a massive backlash.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Dogs eat things.
Yeah, they do. And
everything.
Also, an adopted dog. An adopted dog just come from a rescue home.
Yeah.
Surely they just need a cuddle and somebody to rely on.
Absolutely, yeah.
But she's received a massive backlash online. Furious fans are just kind of saying, like, you can't adopt a dog and then give it back.
Doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't at all. So,
anyway. There you go.
Dog is for life, lads.
It is. Mind your doggies. 7:46 is the time. Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't know how to break it to you, but yet again it has landed. It's Friday. Red FM breakfast.
With Casey.
And there's Vic.
Hello.
It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Morning, gang. It's absolutely gorgeous outside, just looking out the window there. Well, it is in Bishopstown, but I know Bishopstown has its own microclimate. It could be 30 degrees here and like 19 in the city. It's very strange. 8:10 is the time. Good morning, you beautiful creatures, and welcome to the weekend. These are the things, Victoria, that we didn't know when we started the show on Monday. We didn't know that Crocs are rapidly becoming the top favourite cool brands amongst Irish kids and teens.
Are they?
They are. They're everywhere. I seen a fella in Crosshaven the other day wearing pink Crocs.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Pink Crocs and football socks.
Happy days.
And he was rocking them.
I bet he was comfortable.
Absolutely. And do you know what the big thing is with Crocs now is the Croc Charms.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The little collectible things.
Yeah.
So, which is, you know, adding about 4 stone to each croc with all the...
Yeah, do you own a pair?
I have Knox.
Well, oh, yeah, I have those as well.
I have the mock croc Knox.
Yeah. They are comfortable.
They're great for kind of. I wouldn't be wearing them into town though.
They're great for the beach.
Slipping them on and off if you want to go in and out. We learned this this week that Victoria's just still. I don't know, but there's still a lot of funny things going on there.
I would never put anything strange in my mouth. God, you're such a bob. Stop playing that.
What was that conversation based on again?
I don't know.
Yeah, better off not knowing. We found out that Gordon Ramsay's getting his own Netflix series.
Yes.
We found out that people no longer want to get on the property ladder before they reach 30. They want to go to Thailand instead.
Oh, well, yeah, listen.
Buy a house over there. Yeah. 45% of us say we don't know how to start a conversation.
That's you. I would never put anything strange in my mouth.
Walk up to a stranger and say that. And we also found out that the woman with the widest tongue in the world can lick four lollies at once.
I would never.
No, leave it off. Anyway, it's been a very, very, very strange week.
Oh, lads.
A very strange week. Call us now, please. 0818-104-106. I am looking for Lucky, caller number 9 on the Stena line. Good morning, Red FM.
Morning.
I'm so sorry. What's your name?
Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn, you're the first caller.
Aww.
It's lovely to hear from you.
I'll try again.
Last week, the person who was the first caller hung up, tried again and won the game.
That's
okay,
right.
So hang up, Evelyn. Thank you very much. Good morning, Red FM.
Hello?
Caller 2.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hang up, try again. Oh, who's ringing there? Oh, that's coming in on that line. Where is that coming from? Oh, yeah. No, you can't ring WhatsApp.
No.
No, you got to ring this number.
Yeah.
0818. 104, 106. All right, this is mental. Where's that coming from?
WhatsApp. It's WhatsApp. It's okay. It's just that you're hearing the call for WhatsApp. But
it's over here. Hey, Nisha, you can't ring me on this. I thought it was coming in on a channel. It was the phone beside me.
Let's carry on.
What was that, number 2?
Yeah, so now we're on to caller number 3.
Good morning, Red FM.
Good morning.
You're caller 3.
I'm so sorry.
Aww. Hang up and try again. Looking for number 9. Good morning, Red FM. Your caller number 4. I'm very sorry.
Good morning, Red FM. Your caller number 4.
That's me on the radio.
There's an echo.
There you go. Good morning, Red FM.
We are sailing.
We are sailing. Across the ocean. Your caller 5.
Thank you, Casey. We'll try again.
I love you. Good morning, Red FM.
Hi, am I caller number 9?
You're 6. You're 6.
No.
Hang up and try again. I'm so sorry. Good morning, Red FM.
Hiya.
7. I'm so sorry. Hang up. Hang up and try one more time. Oh, this is...
We're getting close now.
Good morning, Red FM. Oh, nobody wants to talk to me now. They all know they're...
Yeah.
Hello, Red FM.
Oh.
Hello.
Sean, you're caller number 8. I'm so sorry.
Sean.
Hang up and try again. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. Eileen.
Hello, Eileen. Did they write that song about you in the 80s?
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Sing it for me.
Come on, Eileen.
Yay! You're on board, Stena line, Eileen. You're on board. You're going sailing. Have you ever gone away in a boat before, have you?
I have.
All right. Well, you know the tricks.
Yes,
you know the tricks of the trade then. You're going to go to France.
Caller number two last week. Caller number 5. Caller number 4.
Oh, well, you've done it now.
It was worth it. You see, you keep trying. You have to keep trying.
You've persevered. You've got a 500 euro voucher. But thanks to our friends at Stena Line, you're going to go sailing to France and return. Or you can go to the UK return. They've got 6 sailings a week. StenaLine.ie for more. Eileen, stay on the phone so we get your details, please. All right?
I will. Thank you very much.
See you later, Eileen. Well done.
Thank you. Bye.
Good stuff. We'll do another one of those next week for you. Get you on board, Stena Line. We're just looking for number 9. Sorry, everybody, if you were trying to get your hold. Trying to get a hold of us. Man, I said that wrong. But if you're trying to do that other thing over the weekend, good luck to you as well.
Let's get some money.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Limo's in Belgooly. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
What's happening in Liam's world this weekend?
Just sitting in the car park before going into work, trying to win a bit of money.
All right. Yeah. What will you be doing for the day, Liam? What's your trade?
I'm a production manager in a mill, so busy.
Very busy today. Good
in,
man,
in a mill, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
What are you milling?
We make feed for farm animals.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that stuff that comes in on the boats down at the Docklands, do you treat that or do you do something with it or do you make your own stuff?
Yeah. We blend it and make it into a finished product.
Yeah.
All right. So will you keep Liam's number there in case I need a bag of calf nuts? And I'll... You never know.
You do never know.
You never
right
know.
About that. You do never
Good
know.
Man. Liam, let's go for this.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Liam, what exam results are out today?
The Leaving Cert.
Ardal O'Hanlon played what famous Irish TV priest?
Dougal.
Correct. Question number 3. Who played Jack in Titanic?
DiCaprio.
Question number 4. Who performed at the most recent Super Bowl halftime show?
Rihanna.
Question number 5. Can you name the actor who voiced Darth Vader?
James Earl Jones.
Question 6. Isla Fisher separated from what actor recently? She was in Home and Away years ago, but she was married to who? Comedy actor. Very funny man.
Yellow outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler.
Question number 7. What is the name of the football team owned by David Beckham?
Inter Miami.
Helen Flanagan played who in Coronation Street?
Rosie Webster.
Question 9. Waiting for Godot was written by what Irish playwright?
James B. Keane.
Question number 10. Including 4 despicable movies, I've started so I'll finish. How many Minion movies are in total? I'll give you 3 seconds.
Four.
Give us a guess.
Four.
Okay. Small bit late with the reply, but I had started the question.
Okay.
So. Exam results that are out today.
Leaving, sir.
Is correct. Father Dougal is correct. Leo is correct. Half-time performer. Who do you think it was?
Usher.
It was Usher. It was Usher, yeah. I think Rihanna did it a few years previous to that.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
James Earl Jones is correct. Sacha Baron Cohen is the answer to number 6. He separated from Isla Fisher. Inter Miami is correct. Rosie Webster. Samuel Beckett is the answer to number 9.
Okay.
Waiting for Godot. And including 4 despicable movies, how many Minion movies are there? 6.
Oh, I thought there was 4 as well.
4 despicables and the other 2.
Okay,
but the most recent is only out a couple of weeks ago.
There you go.
It's a €50 voucher, Liam, for Easy Living Interiors. And
well
we'll
done,
get you,
Liam.
We'll talk to you another day, fella, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Cheers, buddy.
Nice.
Have a good day. Pop quiz back Monday. It's 8:22. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic is over there. It's 8:42. Do you like these?
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Are you a fan of those?
Yeah, I like them until it says wait for store advisor.
Oh, yeah, then you got
to
wait. You got to wait for Eileen to come over, and she's talking to Breeda, and Breeda's just broken up with the husband, and the whole.
But they are handy if you're in a rush, I think.
Yeah, I think they're brilliant. If you've only got one or two items and you need to zip through.
Yeah.
I hated them initially because nobody knew how to work them. But they're pretty much everywhere. So there could be a retraction in these self-service checkouts.
Okay.
Because of self-service robbery.
Oh.
Okay, so people are taking advantage of these self-service checkouts and using a little trick called the banana trick.
What's that?
Okay, so they've been monitoring loads of shoppers. So it's like if I go up to the self-service checkout with a bag, like about 10 bulbs of garlic.
Yeah.
And I put them through as mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
It's that kind of crack.
Right.
Yeah. Snakey stuff.
So you're getting stuff for cheaper than it should be because you're putting it in as the wrong thing.
So you're putting something in that would normally be, I don't know, like €7 or €8 and you're getting it for €2.
Like most things scan, don't they? They have a scan code now. So
yeah, but then you have to weigh
loose.
Other stuff,
yeah.
You know? So it's called the banana trick. Shoppers have put through an item as fruit or vegetables and pay a fraction of the price.
No,
I don't think you can put through 2 fillet steaks as a mushroom and get it for 9 cents or something. Do you know what? People will try anything. But it's all based on weight. But yeah, now there's a store, I think it's Morrison's over in the UK, are saying that they're looking, they're reviewing it. They might be getting rid of them and bringing it back to
there you go.
Bringing it back to old
and
school checkouts.
You know what
checkouts.
Happens? Once one of them do it, they all start.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, Patrick Street is getting a posh Dunn's.
At Duns with Notions.
Duns with Notions on Patrick Street.
Don't they already have a Duns with Notions on Patrick Street?
Oh no, they're going proper fancy Fandango on Patrick Street. So they're doing it up down there. So good luck to the gang. It's inspired by the one in Bishopstown. Have you seen the one in Bishopstown? The one that you can get lost in for 4 days. It's
Duns
so big.
With Notions
all over the shop.
Yeah.
So that's happening on Panair. Right. That is the shopping centre update for today.
Red FM breakfast
with Now. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.
8:52. This was the week that Jimmy Carr came up with the greatest headline ever for a newspaper.
A giant ape and a table tennis champion got into an argument over a karaoke machine in the Far East.
Okay, did you get that?
Giant ape and a table tennis champion got into an argument over a karaoke machine in the Far East. Would the newspaper headline be Hong Kong, Ping Pong, King Kong, Sing Song Ding Dong?
Clever.
Would it? It probably would.
I like that.
It is Friday morning. There is so much good stuff going on in Cork this weekend and things that we want you to go to. I want you to support. So I'll start with what's happening tonight. Vic, what have you got?
Okay, it's Leaving Cert Results Night at the Old Oak at 9 p.m. Then you've got Gavin Baxter in Canties at 6 p.m. A Lazarus Soul in Collins at 8 p.m.
And Cocklands. Collins.
No, Collins.
Tomato.
This is Cork, it's Collins. Also, head to the Greenwich Cafe to catch the latest signpost and exhibition from Lavitt Gallery throughout the month.
Tomorrow, a huge gig happening at Crawford & Co. So the People's Republic for Palestine. Our boy Stevie G and loads of other amazing DJs are giving their time for free to raise money. So if you want to get tickets for this, they're available through Eventbrite. It starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow. It goes right through until midnight. And even if you can't go, please buy a ticket. And all of that money is going to UNICEF. And it's going to go to the work that they're doing on the ground in Gaza.
Such a good cause, yeah.
And you know exactly what's going on over there. Pitch Festival Gala at the Everyman tomorrow at 7. Queen, the definitive tribute to Queen... Queen Elizabeth. No, it's the band. Freddie Mercury. It's Cypress Avenue, 7 p.m. tomorrow. Showgirls at the Triskell Arts Centre, The Empty Nest at Cork's Arts Theatre tomorrow at 8 p.m. and the Best of Summer special at the City Limits Comedy Club for the Best in Cork comedians. Tomorrow from 8 p.m. the Comedy Club is up and running. That's pretty much it now.
Yeah.
I've got a minute to fill here. I could play a minute of the Sugar Babes and cut it in half, and then that really annoys people. Or we can just talk for a minute.
Let's talk for a minute. Right. Any plans for the weekend?
What is happening this weekend? I'm going to go to that thing tomorrow night. That People's Republic for Palestine.
That's going to be a great night. I'd be tempted to stick the head in myself.
And I might pop up to see my old friend Enoch Burke, who is... and bring him an old jammy donut.
At the school, is he?
Well, he's back standing up outside the school again.
I tell you what, he's a glutton for punishment, isn't he? He's got a point to prove. I'll give him that.
You know what? What I will say, even though I don't agree with what he's doing...
Yeah.
For somebody who has his beliefs and he is standing by them, I've never seen... Is stubborn the word for it? Or is such perseverance?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
But he's still there.
He's a boomerang, that fella.
He will always come back. The only thing they can do, Vic, they'll have to build the school somewhere else and not tell him.
Secret school.
It's the only thing they can do.
Yeah.
Anyway, more of that coming up. Neil Prendeville is on the air. If you want to contact Neil, 0818 104 106 is the number. Stay safe over the weekend. Leave inserts. You got 4 minutes to your results.
Yeah.
No matter what, everything will be okay. It'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Look at these.
So many options.
These two donkeys turned out all right.
Talk for yourself there.
Hee-haw.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Stream the entire House of the Dragon box set with a Now Entertainment membership.